course, it's the world-famous Phil Henry Show with the mellifluous and fluid sounds of the guitar in the background. Isn't that just great? Who is that?
It's a group called Love Can Do It.
What's the name of the band, Bud? Quit screwing around.
It's called Tamagura 7 or something.
Looks like it says Surf Riot. Oh, Surf Riot. Anyway, welcome to our show. Don't make up names of bands, man, when I ask you about it, okay?
Hey.
Welcome to the show. We have an opportunity on the show today to talk to somebody, to maybe settle a bet or figure some things out. We used to have an announcer on the show named Ward Nuxley, who... You remember, General.
Well, this guy changed his name. It was Ward, then it was Wayne, then it was Wilson. And we thought that the guy was screwing around. Turns out he had some kind of a problem. We've got on the phone the father of Ward Wayne, Wes, whatever. This is Bonaby Nuxley on our newsmaker line. Mr. Nuxley, how are you? This is General Galen Shaw.
Hi. It's wonderful for you to take the call.
Now, you are the father of the gentleman that we've been referring to here as Ward Wayne. What is his name?
His actual name, this is the reason why I wanted to come on this program. His name is Potable Nuxley. The full name is Ganga Potable Nuxley.
Ganga Potable Nuxley, sir?
Is this, who am I speaking with now?
This is Phil Henry, sir.
Oh, yes, you're the gentleman assumed I'd be speaking to.
I'm General Shaw, sir. I'm kicking off the interview with you.
Very good.
All right, so his real name is Potable. It's Ganga Potable. That's an unusual name.
Well, it's not really. We named him Ganga. We named him Ganga because of Genghis Khan, that I was a great admirer of in history.
You mean Genghis Khan?
Well, as far as I'm concerned, it's Ganga. I don't, you know, I called him Ganga.
So you mispronounced it? Or?
You know, let's just forget it.
All right, so his name's Ganga, based on your understanding of Genghis Khan.
Yeah.
And then Potable.
Potable because we were building a home over here in the Cyprus area, and I drilled a well, and I was hopeful that we would find potable water. Potable water is water that could be used, and you can drink it, and you can bathe in it, you can use it to water the lawn, everything. And on October 6th of 1980, we discovered potable water on our property on Santa Canadega in Cyprus.
And so you named your son, was your wife pregnant?
My wife was pregnant at the time and gave birth to the young man that you'd come to know as Wayne Ward William Nuxley, but his name, we named him Ganga Potable, but the name that the family knows is Potable.
So in the family, he's Potable Nuxley.
Yes, he's Potable, and he knows full well he's Potable Nuxley. I'm sorry that he doesn't like the name.
Why would he keep changing it, Wayne Ward?
He does that for a variety of reasons, to irritate me and his mother, because he hates his name, Potable. And I asked him, I said, do you really hate the name, or are you just trying to, as the saying goes, are you just trying to piss me off? And he looks at me, and he gives kind of a little bit of a laugh with a twinkle in his eye, and he dances out the door. So I could never figure out.
Well, the question is, you ask him, do you like the name Potable, and he laughs?
He obviously hates the name. But the way he's paid us back is by going into the world and calling himself Ward Wayne, just changing his name.
Do you suspect that he has some kind of a mental illness?
We do, very much so, yeah.
Well, you know, I fired him after, about 3 or 4 days on the job, but we couldn't remember his name. He was Wayne, he was Ward, he was Wes, until we finally...
No, that's perfectly understood. I would have fired him, too. And when he came to me, he said, Dad, the radio people fired me. And he had this desperate look on his face. He said, the radio people fired me. And I said, what did you expect would happen when you call yourself a different name every time someone asks you. We gave you the name Potable, and he said, I hate it. I hate the name Potable. I said that the name Potable is a wonderful name. We discovered potable water. And he said to me something I'll never forget. He said, Dad, go suck a fat man's ass. That's what he said to me.
Well, that sounds juvenile.
Well, you can say it sounds juvenile. This is my own son, who I had named Potable after a festive event.
So it was discovering water on your property there in Cyprus was so important that you discovered potable water. You named your son Potable.
Not potable. What did you just say?
Potable. Yeah, I'm sorry, potable.
Well, you just said pullable. And
no, he means to say potable.
Yes, potable. And now that I think, that's not a bad name, pullable or pooable, but we named him potable.
Did you have any idea, and I'm sure that you did, that he would have a hard time with a name like that?
What does that mean? Turn the radio down, will you? Finigna, turn the radio down. Just turn that garbage down. I'm sorry, forgive me. Go ahead.
Did you have any idea that giving him the name Potable, didn't you think that would cause him problems?
No, I did not. We were proud of that name. I told him, I said, son, from this day forward, he was just a baby. He couldn't understand anything I was saying. But I looked down at his smiling face. Mr. Henry, this may sound ultra dramatic, but I almost could see a golden halo. And I'm not saying that my son is the Christ child. I'm not, but you see in the paintings about the Christ child, a golden halo. And I saw that around my son's head when I said, Potable, you understand that this is a day that we've discovered potable water. And he looked at me, and you know, Fagner, you think this is... She thinks I'm crazy.
You're talking about flipping you up?
You know...
You got to talk to us, not to the lady in the background.
I'm sorry. I looked at his little tiny hand, and the little tiny baby hand had formed into a finger. He gave me the finger. That's what I said.
You think... would say that again?
You're telling me your son gave you the finger from the crib?
I was talking to my son. I said, Potable, we celebrate this day, a day of glory and an initiation. And we are very happy that you are now Potable, Ganga Potable Nuxley. And his little tiny baby hand, I'll never forget, the little pink fingers, little itsy-bitsy hand, he curled back the numbers, you know, three and four finger, and the number one finger, and the middle one stuck up, and he just jammed it. He just went, yeah. What did he do, honey?
He made a baby noise.
He made a little baby noise. As he shoved that finger in my direction, he went, meh. Something like that, as I recall.
We're talking here with... I don't know who the fuck you are, man. What's your name?
What? How dare you?
So we're talking here with Bonaby Nuxley. He is the father of an announcer that we had on the Phil Henry Show for a long time, Wade Ward. We always called him Wade Nuxley.
Yeah, called him Wade. He always called himself Ward.
He changed his name. It was always a W. And Bonaby Nuxley is saying, "What is this, a mental illness? What do you think it is, sir?"
I think it's his... rebellion against authority that he was given the name Potable. So I think in part it is, and I think it's a self-destructive thing since he hates his name so much.
Why wouldn't he just change his name?
I told him he'd be cut out of the will if he changed his name.
You know that you've saddled him with a name that is very, very difficult.
I don't think I've saddled him with anything. We gave him a name that we're very proud of when we found potable water.
Well, all right. So he can't change his name. He's cut out of the will. And so he goes through life with the name Potable. And now you have what the end result is, that he takes these other names for professional jobs. What did you think when he took the other names for working as our announcer?
I was not. I didn't approve. I said, what, just call yourself Potable? And he said, I will not. I will call myself Wayne Ward Woogie.
Call himself Woogie.
He did. He said he was going to call himself Woogie. Woogie Nutsley. And I said, no, no, no. Fregania, would you shut?
That is your wife and his mother?
Fregania. She doesn't want to talk to you. Turn that Michael Savage garbage off before I lose my mind. So that is the story.
All right, so we're talking here with Bonaby Nuxley, the father of Wayne Ward, whatever Nuxley. We find that his name was actually Potable, a Ganga Potable.
What?
What's the guy's name?
Oh, I'm sorry, yes, Ganga Potable.
Ganga, and you thought you were naming him after Genghis Khan.
Hey, let me tell you something, homeboy. I was naming him. That, as far as I'm concerned, that was the name.
Talking about Genghis Khan.
Yes, Genghis Khan.
All right, this is probably one of the most, this topic is so, this is a topic that is so peculiar and particular. I don't know how many people are actually listening to it, but we thank you, sir, for coming on the air and explaining to us what it was about Wayne Ward, whatever, that he kept changing his name.
He changed his name all the time because he didn't like the name Potable. And professionally, he called himself Woo.
Thank you very much, sir, for joining us. Mr. Bonaby Nuxley, his son, is now, we find out, Ganga Potable Nuxley, named after the fact that you guys found potable water on your property that you could drink and wash your hair with.
You could drink, wash your hair, brush your teeth. We thought it was very significant. I said, son, from this day forward, you'll be Potable Nuxley. And he laid there in his little crib, and he curled his little itsy-bitsy finger. He flipped me with his little tiny finger and went, meh. Is that what he did?
I don't know.
He did. It was his way. It was an infant baby's way of saying F you.
Thank you, sir, for being with us.
Do I get any consolation prizes?
No, we don't give out prizes to our guests.
Okay. It's always been a real pleasure being on with these ham-fisted.
That is who?
That's the guy, Bonaby Huxley. Bonaby Nuxley.
Who found this guy?
Yeah, who found him? I did exactly what you said. To go talk to Wade Warren Winsome, and ask him where he was from. Then I got with Hector Lyle in the news department over there at Santa Barbara 10, and they found out his parents' name, and that man agreed to come on.
So the guy's name is Potable. Why would we even waste?
I think it's a big waste of time, even if it's true that his name was Potable, for you to come on here, Phil, and waste time with it.
All right. So I don't ever want to hear the name Ward Nuxley again.
I get it.
Okay, and I don't want to hear the name Potable Ganga, Ginga, and that guy Bonaby. All these cats got to stay out of my life. Do you understand, bud?
Yes, sir, I do.
Okay. So coming up next, we're going to talk to Dr. Jim Sadler about me going into physical therapy next week.
Oh, my God. That's going to be painful, Phil.
That's what they tell me. So we'll talk to Dr. Jim Sadler about that. And a reminder that the backstage pass to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show is worth every plugged nickel, man. I mean, it is worth every cent of the under $10 you spend for 1 month, under $7 you spend over the course of a year for a single month. The world-famous Phil Hendry Show, you've been hearing so much about us on the documentary Hendry, and we might as well just...
Yeah, you might as well make hay while the sun shines. That's what's going on. I never approved of that. Well, you know, Margaret, you don't have to approve of it.
You know, we're here to get some business in the door. We're here to get subscriptions sold. We're here to, make this a money-making going concern. If we're going to ride the back of that documentary, by God, that's what we're going to do.
God, take it easy, Phil.
Well, tell Mr. Andrew, I think it's a cheap look.
I don't give a crap what you think. We got a documentary out about me, about this show. A lot of people like it. We've got some heavy-hitting names that are behind it. And I say we go for it. Squeeze every dollar there is out of it.
What an asshole, man.
Well,
all right, Phil has gotten up and left. Are you leaving?
Having a bad day?
Maybe.
Mr. Henry, go to the bathroom. You'll feel better.
Oh, shut up. Go upstairs and make yourself a coffee.
So Phil Hendry has walked off the show, as he has done a great many times, which will leave us, I should say, to interviewing Dr. Jim Sadler about the physical therapy that Phil will be going through.
I'll do it. I'm sorry. I apologize, folks. You know, you're given to these displays. Hey, General, let me just move on with this. Hey, no. You're given to these displays. You think everybody is impressed, and they're not. Let me just move on with this, okay?
Yeah, Mr. Henry, I mean, you're given to these displays.
All right, I get it already. I'm given to these displays.
We got Dr. Jim Sadler on the road between Los Angeles and San Diego this afternoon here on the world-famous Phil Henry Show, talking to Dr. Sadler about what's in my future. On the 10th of January, I injured my right shoulder in a fall outside of a recording studio in Burbank, California. On the 9th of February, I went in for surgery for a torn rotator cuff, which is what was diagnosed by my doctor and my orthopedic surgeon. And I went into a sling, and I was on medicine for a while. And, you know, I take the occasional Tylenol. And ever since then, I've been in a sling almost 99% of the time.
That's not true.
Who asked you, okay?
You got to wear the sling a lot more than you're wearing it, Phil.
I'm wearing the sling plenty, okay? God, I don't want to get into a big discussion.
What are you telling everybody you're wearing the sling? You're walking around. Are you wearing the sling now?
I can't work the board with the sling on.
Okay. Yeah, fine.
So, I don't know. That whole thing with that Nuxley nut, that put me in a bad mood.
Why?
What do you mean, Ginga? What is this Ginga potable Nuxley? You believe this stuff?
I believe it. I think the guy's crackers. Or maybe they're unusual people. I believe it.
Phil, the world is made up with all kinds of weird people. And you should have known that when you hired that Nuxley kid, that Wade Ward Nuxley.
Yeah, his name was Wade Ward, you know, Wangham.
Wade Ward, his name was Weeb at one time. All right, I'm sorry. I got on the line here, Dr. Jim Sadler. How are you, Dr. Sadler?
Hey, Phil, I'm great. I'm actually enjoying listening to this. I didn't know you had this situation with... This was a young man that worked for you?
He was one of our announcers. He was a staff announcer, Ward. Then the next time he'd be Wade. We went through a whole thing with him. And Bud looked up the relatives, found out where his father was, very elderly man now, and he named the guy Potable after potable water.
No, I heard the story. I got all of that. I'm fascinated with how it sort of puts you, you know, you're doing twists and flips trying to, you get mad, you wrap your mind around it, you know.
Yeah, well, that's what I was doing. So, with Dr. Sadler...
I'm not criticizing, Phil. I just think it's kind of interesting the way you're doing twists and flips.
To wrap my mind around it.
Yeah.
All right, Dr. Jim Sadler joining us now. Dr. Sadler, as I have mentioned, I'm going to be in physical therapy. That is for my arm.
Now, how is the arm feeling right now?
Arm feels good. I mean, I have the occasional pain. I understand. I think that's healing pain.
Well, you know, you need to be in that sling all the time, Phil. You can't take... I know you can't work the board when you're wearing the sling, and you said that it's difficult for you to drive. I get that, okay? But when you're sitting, even when you're walking, all other manner of action and even inaction, you must have on the sling. And I've told patients of mine that just remember me, Dr. Sadler, standing in front of you as you are leaving my office, and I'm shaking my finger, I'm going, you must have on the sling. And I kind of put it to them that way, and it gives them a little bit of a kick. You know, they think it's funny.
So what are you doing?
You're telling them this in a dramatic way?
Yes, I'll say to them, you must have on the sling, and I'll point at them. And the reason why I put it that way is it is important for the healing.
Well, I've worn it as much as I can. My arm feels good.
You're not having extreme pain or anything?
No, I'm not having extreme pain. But I guess I'm here to ask you what I can expect and all that.
Well, I'll tell you, Phil, when you've torn the rotator cuff, you have that. Obviously, the surgery repairs that. And then there is scar tissue that forms, the shoulder, immobile though it may be. Did they give you exercises to do?
Yes, they did.
All right, well, you do the exercises, and then they bring you into PT, and that's when they will begin to, during physical therapy, to stretch the arm a little bit, to use a little bit of heat, to try to get the arm stretched out, and to get it to be mobile.
Is it painful?
It's not that painful, and I wanted to demonstrate, because I got Roby McIntyre. You remember Roby?
How you doing, Roby?
I'm good, Mr. Henry.
I have Robbie McIntyre here who had the surgery done, Phil, just about the same time you did playing baseball. You're a baseball player, right? And he's a pitcher. He tore his rotator cuff doing that. So I'm going to go ahead and stretch the arm. There you go.
What in the name of God? What is that? What are you doing?
What do you mean, what am I doing? I stretched his arm. How do you feel, Robbie? What is with you people?
Did you hear that guy?
I heard him. It was a sound of exertion. Yes.
It sounded like he was screaming bloody murder.
Are you all right?
Yeah.
All right, now let's move the arm back. So I just pushed it forward. Let's move it back. Very good.
Hey, look, Doc, I can't do this interview if that's what the guy's going to sound like.
What are you, a pussy or something? You don't like the way the guy sounds?
Yeah, Dr. Sadler, you just called Mr. Henry a pussy. Yeah, you just now called him a pussy. You're not allowed to do it. You can't do it. You can't call him a pussy. How much pussy do I get?
Give me the phone.
How dare you, bud? Sorry.
Hey, Dr. Sadler, you know, I can't have this guy screaming like he's going through the Spanish Inquisition.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Dr. Sadler, we're listening to a man in obvious agony as you're stretching his arm.
I'm stretching out the shoulder, which is what Phil, you're going to be going through this in a week. You got to love this guy. You don't like what I'm doing to this guy. This is exactly what's going to happen to you in a week.
I'm going to be screaming like that, huh?
Yes, you're going to be screaming like that. It's part and parcel of the healing process.
I don't think so, man. I've never heard anybody tell me it's that painful.
Well, okay, maybe it's not that painful. Are you in that much pain, Steve?
No.
See?
Oh, bullshit.
You know, Phil, I'm a doctor. For you to talk to me like that.
What's the matter with you? You all chicken or something? I'm not chicken, man. I'm going to go through whatever they want me to go through. Sadler's not even an orthopedic doctor. He's not an orthopedic guy at all. He's a GP trying to tell me what this is about. Well, he's got this one of his patients that went through it.
Yeah, the guy is a baseball player.
I get that he's a baseball player. I don't know. Whatever he's doing to that guy.
Yeah, Dr. Sadler, you still there? You still hanging on, huh? Yeah, okay. Yeah, Mr. Henry's ready to talk to you now.
Oh, isn't that wonderful?
Hey, well, look, Dr. Sadler, you're the guy that's stretching some guy's arm out. I thought you were in your car.
Yeah, well, he's riding with me.
He's riding with you?
Yeah. Steve, you here?
Yeah.
And while you're driving the car, you're stretching his arm out so he sounds like he's...
You know something, Phil? I just do what people tell me to do, okay? And
all right, man. Dr. Sadler, good luck there as he gives a physical exam and does a physical therapy of a guy who injured his rotator cuff while he's driving his car.
All right.
And don't forget to watch Henry the Duck on the world-famous Phil Henry, available now on different platforms like Amazon Prime, Apple TV. Yeah.
What a lunatic.
World-famous Phil Henry Show, executive produced by Phil Henry for Sampling Incorporated. All rights reserved on Podcast One. I'm in the car, and I'm giving this guy...